Breezeway is all about uncovering initiatives that are forever changing the guest experience. Breezeway's best-in-class property operations and messaging platform helps do just that by helping operators differentiate their brand and deliver more service to their clients. Breezeway's smart messaging tools makes it easy to send welcome messages, resolve in-house issues, share status updates, and offer stay extensions and other services. Powering operations with messaging also enables automated texts to notify guests when a property is ready for check-in, along with assigning work orders to your staff the second guests message in with a request. Combine the power of your operations with client communications and visit breezeway.io/guestx to learn more. That's breezeway.io/guestx to learn more.
Welcome to the Guest X podcast, where my co-host Brian Hamawi and I uncover the latest technologies and human-driven initiatives that are raising customer expectations and forever changing how we define customer experience across a host of industries. If you are passionate about creating incredible content and unique experiences, join us as we talk to leading product and experience experts across the globe and learn about how today's most successful brands are setting themselves apart from the competition. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hamawi. How you doing, bud?
What's going on, Mr. Loney?
You good?
I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah. It's a Friday. You're in Orlando. We're getting ready to get into the spring vacation rental conference season. We were just chatting about that. That's going to be fun.
It's about to get busy.
Yeah. Not quite like the fall, but definitely a little bit busy. You and I are going to be doing a couple. We're going to do London, right? And then we're going to do Focusrite after that. Focusrite Europe.
Yeah.
Amsterdam will be fun. And I'm excited. Our guest today, you know, everybody in vacation rental, I think, is going to know our guest today. Not sure how much prevalence, and it'd be interesting to talk to him about, you know, across other forms of leisure lodging, but going to be a really cool product. And I think one of those products that most of our listeners probably, if you say, what products helped vacation rentals most in making it through COVID? Probably number one is going to be locks, because we were able to, you know, if COVID had hit 4 years earlier, everybody had a physical check-in, it would have been much more difficult. But I think this product is going to be in the top two or three there in that conversation. So I'm excited about it. But why don't you go ahead and give us an intro?
Yeah, today's guest is Andrew Schultz. He is the co-founder and CEO of NoiseAware. NoiseAware has built what is referred to now as the smoke detector for noise, a smart sensor equipped with noise monitoring technology to save short-term rental owners, managers from the headaches and excessive noise from unwanted parties and unruly guests. So, Andrew, welcome to the show. We're really excited to have you here.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Matt and Brian. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm, as a property manager, excited to talk about your product today. So before we get into the questions and into some of the conversation, I'd love you to give us just a 30-second overview of what you guys have built for those people that don't really understand the product, where you guys are at, and then we'll jump in from there.
Well, yeah, at its core, NoiseAware was built, you know, by vacation rental professionals to solve kind of the biggest unknown in property management, which is, which, if any of my guests are going to be a headache. And if they're going to be a headache, it's going to be 2 a.m. where me and my staff want to be asleep. So how do I deal with it? And so we built the world's first privacy safe noise monitoring platform that allows our property managers to simplify and kind of centralize that security function and just completely take it off their hands. So our mission is to solve 100% of the problems. Our automated resolution service solves 95% of noise issues in less than 30 minutes without any staff involvement. And, you know, as much as I love our customers, I think their neighbors love us more. And it's really great to see kind of how solutions-oriented property managers are just really, really seeing the advantages locally, seeing their operations simplified, seeing their neighbors happy, seeing their communities grow.
Andrew, I think you touched on a couple points that we really wanted to start to dive into. So talk to us about the process of how the actual product works. There's noise that happens at the house. What does it trigger? How does NoiseAware actually get to the guest without it being super invasive? Because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, I know when I go on vacation and I go with a couple families, you know, typically if I go with Matt, we blow it up. It's the two of us and it's just like a massive party in
Malaga, Spain.
Huge. It's just the two of us. We're in bed by 10 o'clock at night. But without being too invasive, how does NoiseAware help the property manager engage with that customer to make them feel comfortable that it's okay for us to call you and say, hey, turn down the noise. It's past that point, or you're going above and beyond what, you know, we think is the norm. We don't want to piss off our neighbors. We want to make sure everybody's happy here and you guys are having a good time. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think the first step is from day one, again, coming from the property management world, kind of in our blood, if you will, guest experience is always number one. And so when we started the company, privacy has to be number one. And so our team put our heads together and it's like, how can we do this? How can we see what's happening with all these other microphone enabled devices, which have all been caught, you know, red-handed, recording people, you know, like sending it to international teams to be listened to? Like, how do we do the opposite of that, but still provide the value to our customers? And so we actually developed not only our hardware component, our sensor, but also the algorithms that run on it to never have to record anything, never have to stream anything, yet still give the property manager the power. And it seems really simple, but it's never been done before. Just define what quiet means in their community. So the platform's built where each property can be a different threshold. We have indoor and outdoor sensors, generally in a single family home, you know, on the beach. As long as the windows are closed, the doors are closed, like nobody really cares how loud you are unless, you know, you're charging $5 at the door, you know, you got a band, like, you know, that threshold does exist in the system. But really, you know, then you can set the outdoor sensors to be fairly strict. Either, you know, you got your golfing buddies out on the patio at 2 a.m. with a scotch and a cigar, and they're just getting a little rowdy, or it's, you know, whatever was going on inside is now going outside and it's too loud. So we allow the property manager to define, you know, what's quiet in their community, what's quiet at their property, and then where does it need to be quiet? Where can it actually, you know, be okay to be, you know, loud?
And is it a process where the actual device notifies the guest, or is it something that notifies the property manager to then contact the guest to say, hey, keep it down a little bit?
Yeah, it really depends on what the property manager wants from a guest experience. We have both options. So we can send the message to a property manager, someone on their staff, someone, you know, working security, or we can actually integrate with the property management system and send kind of a very polite message to the guests saying, hey, you know, remember those house rules you signed up for? It's after 10 p.m. Do you mind just quieting down? And again, 95% of the time, people do on that first text message. The subsequent messages sometimes aren't as polite because that's when it starts to get to, are you ignoring me? Are you really doing something kind of nefarious? And it's that 5% that you got to watch out for.
Yeah, it really is. I think, Brian, back to when we first really opened up as a country out of COVID, there was a little bit of this, people getting out. And there were some cities, I know Orlando, you struggled with it and continue to have some bad, and that's tough town because there's, you know, 40,000 vacation rentals or whatever there is there. And so you've got them all over the city, but these party houses started to pop up. And, you know, right now we're dealing with, I think, what can be some legitimate concerns about the rental or, you know, home prices and what does short-term rental do to, as far as, you know, driving up home prices and what does that do with people who live there full time? Like, I think those are legitimate concerns that we ought to be having discussions about, but what we didn't need as an industry was really what I would say is kind of, you know, front page news. And I feel like the front page news became for a little while that this is what short-term rentals are about. They're about these parties. And what I love is Andrew said, you know, solutions oriented, right? And this is, I think, a great example of how our industry in a very professional way can acknowledge that every industry's got problems. The hotel industry has problems. If our listeners haven't been in the hotel industry, it's about figuring out how to solve them. And you're always better off if you solve them internally than if you allow other people to try to solve them for you, right? And that's something I really like.
I love it too. And I think one of the things that you're bringing up is it is destination by destination. So it's understanding, you know, Miami, Orlando, those are just, last week you had spring break and Miami was on the news for all of these giant parties and things. And, you know, Orlando seems to have calmed down significantly. I think we are very unique to the rest of the world. I say that all the time. And I truly believe that just because of the amount of travelers that we get coming here, I think what happened over COVID, though, was that we were seeing different travelers where, you know, prior to COVID, it was a lot of international guests, very heavy on the family side. And we built these massive homes, 10, 12, 15 bedrooms. They'd hold 40, 50 people. Wow. And massive people would come, big families. Well, what happened during COVID was lockdown, no international travel. Then all of a sudden you've got these kids that are pent up. They want to see their buddies. They want to have a DJ and they want to have a party privately. And all of a sudden now we've got party houses transformed.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah.
All over the country. We saw that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And well, and look, and then you've got homeowners of those really big homes that are probably pricing them to get some people in. So, and that even makes it maybe more available to maybe a younger demographic who's just, you know, they're in a different stage in their life than the 40 somethings like us are. But, Andrew, let me ask you.
I'm just getting into my 40s.
So Andrew, let me ask you this, more on the industry. This is an interesting question. So you guys were, as you said, the first to come out with this technology. Obviously, I think a big credit to you guys. Anytime someone comes out with really good technology, there's been people who have then copied it. It's the greatest form of flattery. When you think about your devices and you think about the industry, where do you take the devices? Do you need to expand the solutions that the devices? One thing I didn't know, the outdoor sensors, I'm like, that's brilliant. I hadn't really thought of that because that really is the bigger concern. But as you think about that and where the tech stack is for these property managers, as these products are becoming a little more commoditized, maybe by the OTAs, a little more price sensitive, not quite to the point of hotels, how much tech can they afford? And is that an area as you look to grow your business? Are you trying to get out and solve other problems? Or how do you view all of that, the dynamics of our industry now?
Yeah, I think, you know, we started with noise because that's how we could solve the problem, biggest problem of the day from like an ops and, you know, honestly, homeowner or community experience perspective. You know, now that we've got that solution rolling, now we get to think about, well, how else can we help property managers? And so when we look at like how we're going to expand our product line, it's really listening to them and saying, here are my challenges today. Like you took the worry about is a guest going to be, you know, respectful off my mind. You've solved that. It's automated. It's fixed. You know, what's the next thing technology can help me solve, you know, either from, an operations automation perspective, from a just kind of knowing how my portfolio is behaving at any moment. So there's quite a few ideas we're working with our customer advisory panel to kind of work through and make sure we're building each step we're taking continues down this property assurance path to, again, get operations simplified so that more time can be spent on guest experience, which is honestly every PM we talk to, that's where they want to spend their time. And they're always frustrated how much time they have to spend on operations rather than just making sure every family that comes in or every group just has the best experience and then becomes a repeat traveler.
There's a lot of opportunities for you guys. And so I'm excited to see where you take that. And I agree with the approach, Brian, which is we're actually talking about a different segment of our industry before Andrew joined us and how you and I were talking about they seem to build this segment of our industry seems to build products almost in a vacuum without really understanding the problems that the guests are having or how that product's going to actually be utilized. And so I love the first talk to the people on the ground because they're the ones who know.
Well, Andrew's got a big advantage. He comes from, he's got a team that comes from the vacation rental space. They understand what they're doing. We talked about this earlier too, which is a lot of the technology that's being built in vacation rental space. And it's not just our industry, but in general, people see a shiny object. They're like, well, I'm going to build some tech for that industry, but have no understanding, no backbone on what that industry, how it operates. And I think that's challenging for us because we do see a ton of tech that just pops up and you're like, you need it. And then you actually start using the tech and you're like, this stuff just doesn't work because how much background do you have in operations? And it's next to nothing. And some of our core technology has been built that way, which is why some of it's so ineffective. But, Andrew, one of the things that I think you guys are doing is really having an impact in some of the legislation and regulations that we're having in our industry. We have a lot of cities coming down on property managers and the ability to open up, maintain their businesses alive. And it evolves or revolves around guest behavior. Talk to us about the effects that you guys have had around that, because in my mind, NoiseAware probably has helped a lot of operations stay alive purely because we now have a device to be able to monitor guests and help them through some of those procedures.
Well, one of the other benefits of, actually coming from the industry is it's one thing to build a technology that they want to use and helps, but you got to get the word out that technology can solve this problem. And we've found some great partners with Furbo, with GovOS, with Proper Insurance, where we kind of, as a kind of the vendor side of the industry, can work with local organizations or local PMs to go to the city. And it's like, there are options here, right? This is not the Wild West, right? There are some very professional folks who are doing it the right way. And this is what they're doing. And it allows us to educate lawmakers, especially in these new communities that have just boomed from a vacation rental perspective over the last 2 years, which I think is a phenomenal moment for the industry, but it's very confusing for legislators. And so being in these conversations just allows us to say, like, look, you got a noise problem, here's the solution. If you're worried about liability, here's a solution. If you're worried about tax collection, here's a solution. Like, there's already a solution. There's no reason to go down the path of banning short-term rentals like Austin did, all because of 8 party houses, right? There's 5,000 licenses and 8 PMs or 8 homeowners just didn't want to follow the rules. And that's just not how I think most people in the industry think. And it's certainly beneficial to everyone in the community to have these travelers who are excited about the community, who are bringing their travel dollars, who are coming back and thinking of that community as a home.
And I love that because we need help. I mean, and there are some key people in our industry that are really beating this drum, right? Which is as we said earlier, if you're not proactive, you're going to be reactive and you're going to be reacting. And usually that means you're behind the eight ball. They've already, right. Now the pitchforks are out and they've villainized your entire industry. Instead, we can be on the forefront and say, there's a professional way to do this. And we're going to lead that charge and we're going to self-regulate. And some of this too, Brian, goes back to some of the, you've always been a big proponent at some point, if we're going to call ourselves a professional industry and professional managers, education across and certification is something, and maybe some standards. And it is a slippery slope because every market's different. But I think there are some general things that we can start to all agree on. I think one of the things too that strikes me, Andrew, and you mentioned it earlier, obviously since COVID hit, product and inventory has been huge discussion. And you mentioned the homeowner side. And I think this is so often, I hear property managers give their homeowner pitch, and it's, oh, we're really good at SEO. And, you know, we list on Airbnb and Vrbo, and you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, you and every other real professional property manager in this area. But these are solutions, I got to believe, Andrew, that your device is, like, I'm not sure a homeowner is going to sign up because someone has noise aware, but it reinforces the type of property manager that you're getting ready to give, maybe to a lot of these people, your second most valuable asset that you own to. And it's just another step. Like, we go above and beyond to make sure we're taking care of your asset.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. And this goes back to kind of our ethos of just talking to customers and learning what they want. But, you know, the interesting thing is our product is one of the very few where you can walk into a homeowner conversation, you know, hold up the sensor as kind of an example of like, I do it better than everybody else. Right? Like, I'm going to be a better steward of your property. I'm going to make you more money, right? Which is part of every pitch.
Sure.
I'm also going to give you the peace of mind to know that, again, your second most valuable asset is always going to be there for you to use if you want to, right? And it's not something you have to worry about because I'm doing these things. And luckily, many PMs are choosing to add noise aware to that list.
Yeah, I mean, I know I would walk into a situation. There are certain tools that we're using and looking at now as we start to expand to say, yeah, this is the value proposition we're going to add. You know, this is who we are. This is how we're going to handle your home. This is how we handle your guests. This is the technology package that we're implementing inside of the home. So I think you guys are core to that initial package. Matt, it's actually a really interesting topic, which is what is the core technologies and procedures that people should be implementing in their homes. I think a lot of what we have is a lot of newer property managers that are coming into the market, assuming that they know everything that they're supposed to be doing, and then they just don't have the tools or the resources to know exactly what that is. Be interesting for us to put forward some sort of, here are some guidelines on what you should be implementing as a core to all of your properties to make us professionals.
Yeah, the basics, right? I was going to ask the two of you, because you're a lot closer probably to the operations than I am on a day-to-day basis. But I hear from our clients quite a bit when they'll have these homeowners who have got the Ring cameras, you know, the doorbell cameras, they've got the cameras outside. And at first I was like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But then I would hear from these property managers, like, it's a nightmare because they're constantly, who's at my door? Why are they, you know, it feels to me like, and so with noise aware, you could say, hey, look, that we don't need to go that far. This will protect us. And then beyond that, let's let these people enjoy their vacation without wondering why every single person who shows up at the door, it's a Grubhub delivery guy. I don't know. Right. I mean, it's a vacation rental still, but we at least need this far. Right. And I do think, and we've talked about this, sometimes there's a feeling in our industry that if the technology is available, we ought to do it. Right. We could do cameras now. I think we need to be careful to make sure we're not making the operation of a property more difficult when we actually think we're making it easier or better. And I do like the simplicity of noise, where it feels less intrusive than maybe other ways of watching over your property. Because I do think, as Andrew mentioned, you've got to be sensitive to the guest side. Andrew, as a recommendation, do property managers let guests know ahead of time that the device is there? Do they do it both ways? Do you guys make a recommendation on how they handle it? That is someone who's a little foreign to this area. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we actually do recommend the product be disclosed. It's similar to putting that Brinks ADT sign in your front lawn.
Yep.
And we've done multiple studies with our customers that see that what's called the bounce rate which is people who view a listing but don't buy, we see that actually go up. We don't see an effect in bookings revenue, which we take to mean as people are seeing the property. They may not have the best intent. They might not have the like family travel intent. They see that there's not only no parties, you know, here's what the quiet hours are, so on and so forth. And in the listing, it says we have noise aware installed. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to deal with that. I'll go to another home. I'll pick a different home. So we're actually seeing that in a data-driven way where better guests are actually choosing our customers' properties because they've disclosed our sensor.
Yeah.
And our service.
It's smart because those who aren't really afraid, I mean, my only fear would be I've got a 5 and 3 year old. So there is a good chance they could set off, maybe not an outdoor sensor, but they could definitely set off an indoor sensor. But no, I think that's
a good question. Smart. How do you guys handle that? Is it based on volume of people? Is it, because you've got a screaming child, does that set off the sensor or is it just, how do you guys measure the decibels?
So going back to these kind of algorithms we developed, kind of the high level term we describe them as called our property risk score or noise risk score, and which is, here are all the inputs that we have. Noise is one of them. There's, volume, duration, how fast did it go from silent to crazy loud? All these kind of things go into kind of a deeper set of algorithms that are all kind of on the back end. And that's where it starts to get like, is this a screaming child? Is this a sneeze? Is the, door slam? All stuff that is loud. If you're in the room and it happens, it's not the great experience. But in the grand scheme of things, nobody wants to get alerted on that. And so there's a lot of work the team does to build these ever smarter algorithms that take all that kind of just everyday loud stuff and just make sure that it gets filtered out. And so I'm not worried about your, child screaming. Setting it off. I'm not worried about your dog barking. What we're really good at is seeing someone crank up the music at 2:30 in the morning after the bars close at 2 and getting a notification of that person really quick, within minutes, or seeing a space go from, kind of how we kind of understand it is, one conversation happening at a time. Do you get enough people in the room where there's now 5 conversations happening at once? And that's where you start seeing that risk level go up. And depending on, again, the property type, that could be okay, right? Going back to the 14 bedroom mansion, whatever we talked about a minute ago, like maybe that's okay. But in a 1-bedroom apartment, that is not okay. And going back to the whole platform's built to kind of let the property manager define what they're comfortable with from a risk tolerance perspective.
I love, Brian, because one of the complaints I've heard, there are some other solutions I know that have tried to measure other related things that might be associated with parties. And again, not trying to call out any certain vendors but I think one measures how many people are connected to the Wi-Fi. That seemed logical to me, but then I'm thinking, man, my 5-year-old and 3-year-old have got the Amazon tablets, so they're on. I've got at least 7 devices connected at any given time, whether it's watches and this and that. You can't really, noise seems to be the one, especially if you can drill it down to a property and go, this is in a condo at 2:30 in the morning, bigger deal. This is in the middle of nowhere. And, it is on an acreage, probably not as big of a deal. And those are things, I think, going back to what we're talking about as vendors in the industry, if we're going to make money on the industry, our job is to know the industry. And, that's not always sexy. It's not always fun. You can't always write code about it. You certainly can't write good code without it, I would say, but you've got to do it. And if not, then maybe you're not in the right industry. So I think just for listeners who may be getting started in this industry, just the importance of understanding why certain things work and certain things don't, because the other thing I can tell you is there is a sensitivity. You want to see managers rip your product out pretty fast. keep notifying them and sending them emails that are irrelevant. They already have guests sending them emails that are irrelevant. They don't need their vendors doing it as well.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Andrew, so if our listeners, they, I'm guessing the easiest way to get in contact with you through the web, email, but if they want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Easiest thing to do, noiseaware.com. We'd love to talk to you. We've got a sales team that's, again, from the industry. So we've got a chat window on the website. If you just want to learn more, just do some research, please reach out to us, give us a call. And then I really hope you make a purchase, and you can all do that through the website.
And are you guys US based or are you guys worldwide? So if we have customers, you know, Europe or South America, can you guys service that?
Yeah, we're worldwide. Happy to take anyone kind of growing a sustainable property management business as a customer. Most of the team's here in the US, but we're able to service anybody.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Andrew. Congrats on all the success. And we look forward to continuing to see how you guys continue to further develop the product, and hope to see you and some of the team members at some of the upcoming shows that we've got.
We're hard to miss, man.
Yeah, yes. Yes. The Hawaiian shirts.
Hawaiian shirts, big Noise Aware letters. You can find us.
I love that the Noise Aware team is the loudest when it comes to the outfits. So it seems a little ironic. Well, thank you again.
Thanks so much, guys.
That's it for this week's episode of GuestX. Be sure to sign up for our email list at guestxpodcast.com. That's guest, the letter X, podcast.com. And follow us on your favorite podcast app so you do not miss our next episode. We are Mr. Guest Experience, Brian Hamawi, and Matthew Loney, signing off and reminding you to always create a customer experience worth talking about.
This podcast is a Hospitality.fm production.